Now, I wonder if there's anyone here this morning that has done something exciting this summer or has had some good news and you'd be willing to share it with us. If you have, I'm going to run round with the mic. Well, walk slowly. I'm not quite up to the running stage yet. And see if you can just share briefly your good news or something that's happened to you. Okay, got one over here. I'll come back to you.
We did a show on Thursday night with the help of Clef Bow and Dave Disney, with a load of other acts, including Dave, our friend here, Clef's brother. And we managed to raise enough money to send them on a cruise.
Fantastic.
And she's got cancer, so that's why we're doing it.
That's a great start. Go on then, what's your good
news? Going to Disneyland.
We went to Disneyland. It was a bit exciting, wasn't it? Anyone else got something exciting that's happened or some good news? Okay, Naomi?
We did a miles walk.
A mile, that's 8 miles. 8 miles is a very long way, isn't it? Well done. Did you have something as well, Joseph?
Wine tasting.
Ooh. We'll move quickly on in our nice Methodist church. But after or before the 8 mile walk, wonderful news. Anyone else got any good news or something exciting to share with us? Now, a question. Do you think that was easy or difficult for those people to share their good news stories? Well, I'm guessing that was quite easy for you. It wasn't a challenge, it wasn't a difficult task. And that's because we naturally want to share good news with people. Part of our human nature is to talk to each other, to tell stories, and to share when good things have happened to us. Because we want the best for the people that we love, we share good things with them. So perhaps we tell them about an amazing holiday we've had so that they might want to go and have that same experience. We tell people about restaurants that we've enjoyed eating in and recommend that they go and have the same good experience. If you've read a great book, maybe you say, perhaps I can encourage you to read it because I loved it, you'll love it too. We like to tell people about good things that have happened to us so that they can have that opportunity to enjoy those good things for themselves too. And so I want you to keep that thought in the back of your mind this morning as we move through our service, that when good things happen to us and we have good news to share, we want to tell people about it. Now, when we shared our good news stories, we said that when something great happens to us, we want to tell other people about it. Well, that's what Jesus came to do. Only he didn't have a good news story about a holiday to share with people. Jesus himself was the good news that he came to share. He was good news. He was great news. He was amazing news. And he came to tell us about his love, his life, his father, his character. And he was desperate to share that good news with everyone he met. And so for the next few minutes, I want us to think a bit more about that passage and the good news in it and how we can share that with others. So I will need a few helpers while we do this. So who's going to be my first helper? Joseph, come and help me. And can you pop the first slide up, please, Steve? Lovely. Right, Joseph, can you open up bag number one and tell everybody what you've got inside it?
A card.
A card. Are we on? And what does it say on the card?
Good news.
Nearly. It's got another O in there. It's
good news.
Well done. Do you want to hold it up so everyone can see? We've got a good news card. Jesus said that he came to bring good news to the poor. Now, Jesus wasn't just talking about people with no money Although that was part of it, Jesus was really talking about people that were spiritually poor, people that didn't know the good news about him and understand how much his Father loved them. Now, I'm sure if we all think about the people that we meet each week in our schools, in our friendship groups, in our workplaces, even in our homes and families, there are people that you can think of that need to hear that good news. And by the way we live our lives and the way we talk, we can share good news with others. Thank you, Joseph. Do you want to put that one down on the floor? That's great. Thank you. Right, who would like to come and help next? Who have we got? Anae, do you want to come and give me a hand and open up bag number 2 for us? See what we've got in there. Right, what's in that case? Do you want to unzip it? Oh, it's stuck. What are those? Binoculars. What else have we got in there? Because I think there's a few bits and pieces in that one. What's in there? Some glasses. And I think there might be one more thing. What have we got there? Do you know? A torch. So we've got binoculars, glasses, and a torch. Now, why do you think we might have got those? Well, Jesus said that he came to bring sight to the blind, and those are all things that help us to see better and help us to see more clearly. Now, a big part of Jesus' ministry was to bring healing, and he did help some people that were blind to see again. But Jesus was also talking about those people that needed to see God more clearly. And we can help people see God more clearly by our actions and by our words and by telling people about how much we love God. Thank you, Anae. Right, who can help me with bag number 3? Muzzle, do you want to come and help? See what we've got in this bag. There's a few bits and pieces. What have we got there?
A teddy bear.
You can all think, why is there a teddy bear and how does that fit with the passage in Isaiah? What else have we got in there? Do you know what that is?
First aid dressing.
It is a first aid dressing, a bandage.
And tissues.
And some tissues. Do you want to hold those for us? Thank you. Those are all things that we might need if we're hurt, or if we're feeling sad, or if we're in need of comfort. Because Jesus said he came to bind up the brokenhearted and comfort those who mourn, those who feel sad. So Jesus came to meet our physical needs and heal us completely, but he also came to meet our emotional needs and our spiritual needs. And again, I'm sure you can all think of people that are in need of Jesus' healing at the moment, whether that's physical healing or whether it's because they feel sad, because they've been hurt by something, by unkind words or a situation that they find themselves in. And again, when we tell people about Jesus, when we offer Jesus to them and we say, can we pray for you? We can point them in the right direction. Thank you very much, Muzzle. Do you want to pop those back in there? Now, I need someone strong for bag number 4. We got anybody feeling strong this morning? Eva, do you want to come and give me a hand? It's a heavy one. Have a look in there, darling. What have we got? We've got some chains that are done up with a padlock. And then there's one more really important thing in the bottom of the bag. Do you think you can find it? What have we got? A set of keys. And that's the really important bit, because the keys are necessary to unlock the padlock and break open the chains. Are you strong enough to hold those for a minute? I think you can manage. Don't drop them on your toes. Jesus said that he came to set people free. Go back one. Jesus is in the business of freeing people. I'm sure we've all got things in our life, or we've had things in the past that we've needed freeing from. Maybe that's because you felt guilty about something, or you've been burdened by a situation that you're in. And when we turn to Jesus and ask him for his help, he breaks open those chains that bind us and sets us free. And Jesus is the chain breaker. Because he died on the cross, because he took away all of our guilt, our wrongdoing, all of our shame, we are free. And again, that's the message that the world needs to hear, that Jesus can free people. So thank you very much. There we go. I've got one bag left and it's really light. So I wonder who thinks they can come and open this last bag for me. Jay, do you want to come and do this one? What have we got in here, Jay? Can you hold it up and show everyone? We've got a medal. And on the medal is a star. And I chose that because, well, why do we get medals? We get medals when we've done something amazing, when we've done something brilliant. And God, he really would like to hang a medal with a star around everybody's neck this morning, because God thinks you are all amazing. God thinks you are all worthy of a medal. He thinks you're all stars. But so often we don't feel that way about ourselves. And people in our friendship groups sometimes don't feel they're special or they're good enough. And they need to know that God thinks they are amazing. And so that last bit of the passage, to proclaim the Lord's favour and tell of God's love, our job is to tell people that God loves them. God thinks they're amazing. God thinks they're special. God thinks they're worthy of a gold star around their neck. So thank you very much for that, Jay, and all my helpers this morning. Put that bag. So our challenge now is to go out and tell people all that amazing news that Jesus came to tell. Now, as we said at the beginning, September marks the start of a new church year and a new school year as well. And this year, we're moving into a season of looking at mission and evangelism. And there is loads of stuff coming up in the next few weeks and months where we've all got opportunities to go and tell other people the good news that we've been talking about this morning. And so for a few minutes now, I just want us to look at some of those things that are coming up and then to spend some time in prayer thinking about what God is telling each of us to do. So can you put the next slide up, please, Steve? Thank you. So the first of these is coming up this Saturday morning, hopefully. Ooh. There we go. Saturdays on the streets. Okay, the title says it all. For the next few Saturdays, we are planning to go out onto the streets of Little Over Village. We're going to have a presence there for all of September, and then every fifth Saturday after that for the rest of this year. And we want to tell people in Little Over the good news of Jesus. We want to increase our presence in the village and serve our village. So we're going to be doing some litter picking and some other little jobs just helping to tidy up our village. We're going to be offering coffee. We're going to be offering prayer. And we're going to be having conversations with people and engaging with them and seeing if we can tell them more about what goes on here and talk more about what Jesus means to us and what Jesus could mean to them. We're going to have some colouring competitions for kids one week. There'll be some quizzes, all sorts of different things going on each week. And there's opportunities for everyone to get involved, whatever your skill is. So whether it's talking to people, whether it's pouring coffee, whether you'd rather go off and pick up some litter and tidy up the village. So there's lots for everyone to get involved with. So there is a sign-up sheet appearing in the foyer. And if you want more information, then talk to either Rob or Graham or myself. And we would love it if as many people as possible could turn out on Saturday morning and we can really make a difference in the centre of our village. Now, Heather wants to come and have a quick word about this as well.
Morning, folks. So this is an ideal opportunity for us to be reaching out to the people in Littleover, and we want to just be able to offer prayer to people on the streets as part of our outreach to those that we're going to be talking with. And so if anybody would like to be part of a small prayer team on the streets, you can be doing another job as well if you want to as part of that morning, but if you want to spend 2 or 3 minutes just praying with people as the need arises, then there's going to be a sign-up sheet as well for that at the back of church. Also, if anybody's available and wants to pray in church during that morning, the mornings on Saturdays, as prayer support for what's happening on the streets, then that would be great too, because everything we do, we want to be covered by prayer, because we want to be doing this through the power of the Holy Spirit rather than in the flesh. So if you've got a burning desire to be praying with people or supporting all these activities with prayer, then sign up with the sheet at the back of church. Thank you.
So the current plan is if you're able to come, then meet here at church at 9:15 where we can pray quickly and we can arm you with one of our lovely purple t-shirts so that everyone will know that who we are and where we're from. So that's one exciting opportunity. Another is we've got some evangelism training coming up just to equip us more and more in sharing the good news. So we have got a guy called Mark Greenwood coming to LMC on Thursday nights. He's coming for 5 weeks starting on the 21st of September. The first one is encouraged for everybody to come, whether evangelism excites you or whether it terrifies you. Please come along and hear what Mark has got to say. He's a great speaker. I've heard that he's very funny when he's talking. He's got loads of practical experience. And it would be great if loads of us could come and hear what he's got to say. And then the following 4 weeks, he will build for those that want and give them more encouragement and more equipping. But that first Thursday is really intended for a whole church turnout. It's in the notice sheet, so please, can you try and make it a priority if you can? And then we've got all of our regular events that I've put a few of them up. I'm sure you can think of other things. We've got the youth groups. We've got Epic Kids. We've got the work that goes on in schools, the lunchtime clubs. We've got Sycamores, house groups, Play Up, Messy Church, Thursday Fellowship, Live at Home Scheme. The list goes on and on. And those are all opportunities that we've got to invite people to come and see what Jesus means to us. Sometimes we get so used to doing these things as part of our routine that we forget that they're opportunities to bring people along to. We forget that maybe our neighbours had a new baby and feeling isolated, and actually it would be great to say, come along to our toddler group. Or that maybe you've got an elderly relative that just needs some encouragement, and perhaps coming to the Live at Home scheme or the Sycamores would make all the difference to them. Or people that are just starting to get to grips with the Bible and maybe coming along to a house group or the Bible study groups would make a difference. So I challenge you this week just to look at the people around you and think, is there someone that I could bring to the things I already go to? And that would make a difference to them. Maybe kids, when you go back to school this week, you might be able to think of friends that could come to bridge the gap at lunchtime or some of the other things that you do, or Epic Kids, and say, I love coming. I bet you'd love it too. And then we've got some events coming soon. We've got another wild kids, wild uns, we're calling it this time. Mums and dads are welcome. Bring your kids along, do some bush cooking and bushcraft, and just meet with other Christians. We've got a harvest social. We've got a just looking course for those that literally just want to look and see what Christianity is with no commitment. The community choir will be starting up again. There's a comedy night booked in. Alpha's starting in January. There's loads coming up where you can tell people, come and see how great Jesus is. And you can go out and tell them. So I hope that doesn't overwhelm. I hope that excites. I hope it causes you to want to get stuck in. Because I'm certain that God has got at least one thing for every single person in this room today that they can do to get involved. It could be that really, really essential role of praying for these events, just covering them in prayer. It could be a practical thing like donning your purple t-shirt and coming out to the village. It could be just telling your friends at school, or just by the way you behave, showing people what it means to love Jesus.